I work for Action for Children, supporting young carers. Young carers are children between the ages of 8 to 18. We support children who support family members from various backgrounds, really. So we define a young carer as someone who, a child or a young person that looks after a family member, whether it's a mum or a dad, brother, sister, even grandparents, who have a physical disability, mental health problems or substance misuse problems. So the work that I do is I do a lot of one-to-one support, where I provide support for the young carers, help them with any things that are going on at home. We do regular trips and activities, and we also do school drop-ins. Basically, we're just there to provide respite and to give them the opportunity to have a break and just be kids.
How many young carers are there in the region? Are you sort of an in-demand service?
It's a very in-demand service. I know that there are two services across Harrogate. There is a massive stigma about being a young carer. Families just think that it is a normal thing and it's kept in-house. And it usually takes another agency to generally raise awareness for it to be identified. So there's probably a lot more young carers out there than initially thought of, and we're supporting a lot. And I know that carer services across the region are also supporting a lot of young carers as well, but the fact is there's still more out there we could be helping.
Why do you think there it does go unnoticed?
I think there's a lot of stigma, especially around substance misuse. It's not something that's widely spoken about, but I think it's kind of learning the difference between being a son or a daughter and being a carer, because often it kind of overlaps. Obviously, we know that children are doing chores in the house and they are helping mum and dad, but it's when there is an additional need in the household, when actually young carers are picking up more than what the average child might be doing, and they're not getting the pocket money for it, like we're always talking about. We offer assemblies and sometimes kids are like, I'm caring, and we're like, it's great that you're a caring person, and it's nice, but it's kind of getting and telling the difference between what it is a young carer does, because they are providing a lot of care, and it's getting and going on the journey of getting them to accept what they're doing as well, and being proud of it. Whilst we offer the service from 8, young carers actually can be doing it beforehand. I've known young carers as young as 6 helping it, and it seems odd that you think of a 6-year-old child providing care for an adult or another sibling, but it happens, and it's unfortunate that our service only starts from 8, but it happens, and you know, as soon as a young person or a child can start helping, they will.
And so you're there to support them and offer some respite. Just how important is that aspect of giving them a bit of a break?
It is so important. One of the things that we find in supporting young carers is they're worrying a lot, and it's anxious, and it kind of stops them from accessing social activities, whether it's going out with their friends or day-to-day things outside of school. They kind of lack that ability to do it. It's the worry, and I know that Connor and Lucy will probably mimic that in what they say, but just being able to meet with young carers together, there's this unspoken understanding what it's like to look after somebody, and it's so invaluable. And you can see when they meet other young carers that they realise that it's not just something they've been dealing with on their own, and it really is positive, because you can see them really start to come out of their shell and to realise that they're not on their own, and as a worker, that's so rewarding to see it. We do accept self-referrals, which is from Action for Children. Also other agencies. I just can't stress enough to speak to schools or any professional out there working with children how important it is to recognise young carers and to put the support in place. It is completely invaluable for us, and I know other agencies. One of the key signs is like children missing school, being withdrawn, quite emotionally stilted, I suppose, like not being able to express how they're feeling, or there's frustration and anger there. I know that we kind of work with a lot of children that kind of are seen as having bad behaviour, but actually a child that is exhibiting challenging behaviour probably has underlying problems, and that's when we would ask professionals to look into it further, because it could be that they're a young carer, it could be that there's something going on at home.
We have 10-year-old Lucy with us here in the studio. So Lucy, tell me a little bit about your story. I understand you care for your mum. Tell me about what happened.
Well, my mum had a cardiac arrest in the street with my 2 younger brothers. We were at the school at the time, and then my nana and granddad came, and they picked us up from school, and then they took us straight to the hospital, and my dad took us into a room, and he told us that what happened to my mum, and we were a bit shocked at the time because we didn't really think that it was ever going to happen, and we didn't know that she had a heart problem. She also broke her foot at the time, so she came home, but she was like still like her foot was really hurting, so we had to like bring it the bed from upstairs in my mum and dad's room to downstairs in the living room, so that she could sleep downstairs, so she had to walk up all of the stairs to get to her bedroom.
And so now, day to day, how do you look after your mum? What do you do?
Well, I make sure that my mum has a medication, and I help with my other siblings who are mostly younger. I don't really help with my older sibling.
I mean, that must be quite hard. What's that like, Lucy? Does that mean that you maybe miss things, maybe doing things with your friends or doing other things?
Yeah, but I think staying with my mum, it feels a lot more important to me to be with my mum than go and hang out with my friends.
And is it nice to spend time with other young carers?
It is, yeah, because whenever I go to young carers, I always feel really happy because I know that the other children that go there also have the same issues, maybe at home or maybe somewhere else. So I know that they have the same problem. So, yeah, I feel really happy when I go.
So, Lucy, if there was one thing that you'd like to tell people about young carers or raise awareness, what would it be? What would you say?
Well, I would say not to worry and don't be scared, because there's other people that go to young carers which may have the same issue as you.
So we also have 10-year-old Connor Rainbow in the studio with us as well. So Connor, just like Lucy, tell us your story and who you look after and what happened.
So I care for my mum who has epilepsy, but it's not the epilepsy where she throws herself on the floor. It's just where she just sits there. She sits down and then she just stares up into the sky and like daydreams.
So how long have you been caring for your mum, Connor?
I would say probably maybe about 7-8 months or something. When she first had a seizure, I didn't know what was happening. So I was a bit worried, but because of young carers, I felt like I don't need to worry about it anymore. It's just something I have to get used to.
So tell me sort of day to day, Connor, how you look after your mum and what you do for her.
So when she's having a seizure, I hold her hand. And if she's just had one and she needs to tidy up or something, I help tidy up, because when she has a seizure after, she's really tired.
When it first started happening, was it a little bit scary to, you know, when the seizures happened?
Yeah, it was, but now that it's just kept going on and I know what it does, it doesn't make me scared anymore.
Do you like spending time with other young carers and having your away days and stuff?
Yeah, because I make like new friends and it's just really fun.
What would be your message to people who like you are looking after a sibling or a mum and dad? What would you say to them?
I would say that you can have fun while caring for someone, because of the days out and the drop-ins. And for me, that stops me worrying. I forget that my mum has it while we're out and about and doing whatever we're doing.
So Sam, so we've spoken to Lucy and Connor who help look after their parents, but you know, these guys have been able to come into the studio and have a chat, but you deal with young people who, you know, that the needs of the person they're looking after are so high that they can't, they're so a bit sort of trapped at home.
Yeah, we have some young carers that they're supporting either one person that have really complex needs or multiple people, and they are relied upon very heavily, and their lives are significantly affected. We have young carers that can't leave to do things because they're constantly doing their caring role. It's nice that Lucy and Connor can come out, but we support a wide variety. We have young people that are doing everything in the home, whether it's cleaning, cooking, medication, really high rate care, and it's having an effect on their own mental health. And that's one thing we always like to talk about in regards to young carers, is their own mental health as well. But it's just nice to kind of drive the point home that there are young carers that are doing so much more than we can imagine a child doing, but it happens.
So if people want to find out a bit more or they're concerned for someone, how can they get in touch?
They can go to the Action for Children website. We are the commission service for North York, for Harrogate and Craven. So if they go on there and they type in the postcode, then we will come up there. If not, there is the NEYC at actionforchildren.org.uk, which is our standard email address. So if you wanted to self-refer, if you had a query, or were just concerned in kind of thinking that you might be a young carer, I urge you to contact us. I mean, we're very friendly, very approachable, and we're happy to talk to anybody about young carers.